You're now tuned into the Wellbeing Wake Up.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the Up and Up Network, and today we are actually introducing a new installment, a new series that is called the Wellbeing Wake Up. I'm your host, Rebel Rubino. Now, before we get into this segment and series, I'm actually excited because this is something that we want to actually invite the listeners and audience members into and kind of make it a space and a sanctuary for authenticity, right? Vulnerability, and just dialogue that's going to help us move forward, right? And the goal is really to have, you know, the professionals, the creators, the entrepreneurs, and really just adult human beings overall come together and really kind of share, you know, their personal stories, their professional stories, how they navigate, how they move, how they maneuver. And we all are really just trying to learn from each other. And we want that to be something that we release for you guys as a listening audience on a monthly basis. And hopefully, you know, we can make this more frequent, right?
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's get started. Let's build. Now, you know, I always do intros, but actually, in this case, I'm going to let these brothers introduce themselves. We have two amazing guests joining us today. So I'm going to let my brother right here go and tell the people who you are.
Yes, sir.
What they need to know about you as well.
Hey, first off, I'm happy to be here.
Man, thank you, bro.
Hey, thank you. Real.
Thank you for being here, man.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure.
It's a blessing. The presence is felt.
That's exactly what I said. Since I walked in.
As soon as you walked in, yeah.
But I'm Gary Barquette. I always say the last name. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as the Millennials Lender. So my profession is I've been a mortgage lender, residential mortgage lender for the past 4 years. But I'm also heavily involved in community.
Mm.
And what that looks like for me right now is I work at the Family First Community Center up on Benson Hill,
mm-hmm.
Renton. And then I also have a networking company called Diversity Networking.
Mm-hmm.
So just all around entrepreneur, just a community driven dude. I love working with youth. I love connecting with people. You know, I prayed to God a long time ago about finding a way to make money and serve community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the parallel of where I'm at in my life right now.
Mm.
So that's a little bit about me.
Mm. Thank you for being here, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man,
it's a pleasure,
dope.
Man.
For real.
That's dope. To the audience, I mean, I know we just met, but
yeah.
Me and Bino, we go back,
come on, bro,
long, long time.
We go back like spinal cords and car seats, right? That's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Well, I don't mean it. See, I'm interrupting the introduction already.
I'm not going to.
Not bad, bro. Go ahead. It's your world, bro. Tell the people.
Yeah, man. I'm Ishmael Youssef, otherwise known as Ish, otherwise known as The Issue.
Mm.
Creator, producer. DJ from Federal Way, grew up out there, shout out to the Raiders, and yeah, man, I've just been involved in, similar to you, in community for as long as I can remember, but always focused on the art, always focused on trying to find ways to like connect art to community.
Mm.
And I'm blessed, you know, to be in the space that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the projects, working in the spaces that I'm in, honored to be working alongside some of the most incredible creatives in the city, and it's been a blessing. I think overall, the creative scene in Seattle is like severely slept on and completely written off.
Yeah,
when you think about like the capacity of what we have, just in terms of like sheer talent.
Okay,
but it's been a blessing to like be in these spaces, continue to, you know, navigate them, try to lift people up, provide opportunities, like always be a resource.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's you.
Man, look at y'all. See, y'all got great intros, man. You know what I'm saying?
I heard my guy Ish talking. I was like, man, I should have done some more stuff.
Yeah.
You're talking that real.
Nah, you know, honestly.
Talking that real.
No, honestly, bro, thank you guys for being here. And like I said, this is something that, you know, is more collaborative than anything.
Yeah.
You know, I think 2024, you know, my mantra is like play bigger. And part of that is like, you know, kind of collaborating more and building with each other. Right. You guys said this is the first time meeting each other. Right. I just think that's so dope. Right. Like that we can come together and have real dialogue. And again, this is something that we want to continue to push and push forward. So the way this obviously goes is we try to bring in every episode with kind of like an overarching topic or theme, something that, you know, can be relatable, whether on a personal level or professional level. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So today's discussion topic or theme is the pivoting. I like to call it an art, like navigating the art of pivoting. You know what I mean? And for you guys, and you know, we can all just kind of touch on that, but like, how do you view that? How do you view the art of pivoting, and how has it been essential for you thus far, I guess, in your journeys? Because we've all have to pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say real quick, and we might even be able to just play off of this, but I feel like breaking down that word pivot is like a good place to start.
Okay.
And at least for what that means for me, right, or how I interpret pivoting. And when I think of pivoting, I think there's a great analogy to think of it is the same as basketball, right? You got that pivot foot, you got that foot that's planted. And pivoting gives you the opportunity to change directions.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pivoting gives you, but even deeper than that, it gives you the opportunity to choose your direction.
Yeah.
In most cases, right? Maybe there's a screen being set. Maybe you were limited on your options, but it'll give you the opportunity to choose what direction you go to. So that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Pivoting is like stopping, being in place, and having the opportunity to choose what direction you go. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's a bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a bar.
Every hooper that listening.
I get it now. That's
and
what we're talking about.
And there's three hoopers all sitting on the couch. So it's like, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, to me. I agree. I think the pivot is having the capacity to just understand that, like, the journey it's not done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hit a roadblock and you're like, all right, cool, Euro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, another basketball reference for those
that
don't know.
For those that don't know, Euro step. Like, you're just hitting a Manu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you understand what that looks like. Mm-hmm. So I think in your early 20s, the art of pivoting can be really difficult. I think as you progress through your 20s and into your 30s, part of, like, what you get are the reps, right? So even when we think about, like, just to close the loop on, like, the basketball pivot analogy, it's like you look at somebody who comes in young, 19, fresh in the NBA, they're not going to know what the 28, 29, 30-year-old 12-year vet knows. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got reps, you know? So, like, it's even interesting just watching, like, the NBA in its current form.
You're
seeing the pivot happen in real time.
Yeah.
Like, the folks that we grew up watching for the last 10, 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Now pivoting into, like, the back halves of their career.
Yeah.
About to hit retirement soon.
Yeah.
You see the downward descent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, you got this new crop of young folks that are coming in, making a name for themselves. And, like, there's no better pivot for me this season than, like, Anthony Edwards with that crazy, like, crossover move, pivot, hit it off the backboard, T-Mac style, and then, you know, dunk it. So it's like you see what those pivots can do in real time. I think it also, you got to have the patience.
Yeah.
Got to have the patience
I think that's the planning foot, though, the patience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, like, that's exactly what it is.
I feel like you just, we're just going to stay on this, bro.
Yeah.
Because I think, honestly, when it comes to pivoting, bro, I think it is kind of a, it's like there's a resistance that comes with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you want to pivot even if it doesn't make sense to pivot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you are in a position where it doesn't make sense for you to pivot. Everything's going well. You're in a great position. You're in a great space. Why would you pivot, right? And I think sometimes the pivot is not just always trying to do something that's going to be better or going to be more beneficial. A lot of times it's like, I need to feel challenged. Maybe this thing that I'm in is great, but it's kind of exhausted at this point, you know? And the hard part about pivoting is that, man, I've built up an identity in this thing that it can be kind of fearful for people to just leave that.
Yeah.
And go into something new. You know what I mean? And I think for some people, it's exciting for them to leave that and go into something new. And I think for others, it's like, I can't really, I don't know how. You know what I mean?
I think
too, you have experience like with that.
Yes, and I and what I think about too is like how it's completely like pivoting is necessary. Yeah, like there's it's a requirement of the game.
It's evolution.
You know what I'm saying? Literally, like it's an absolute. And you had talked about that, like just having the longevity in anything or giving yourself the opportunity to work things. And to your point too is identity behind that.
Yeah,
creating your identity as you work through the journey. I think you hit some on the head. Ish, like just the journey. The journey allows you and grants you the opportunity to pivot and to also pivot with intention.
Yeah.
So kind of what I was getting back to the now, like knowing what direction you want to go, but you won't even have a taste of that or know what that means until you've walked journey, until you've gone on the path for a bit. Like if you haven't gone through the path, you ain't gonna know what direction to head in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You but you know, to your point, you sometimes you pivot because you feel unchallenged, or you pivot because you have to, or there's so many different reasons to pivot, but it's an absolute necessary piece of the game. And that's something I feel like that young 20, like you have to know that and you got to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because who you are, like you, this is one thing I've learned. I've learned in my journey is like, I'm not defined by anything I do per se. You know what I'm saying? Like me being a mortgage loan officer doesn't just,
it's not all, of, it's not all you are.
All of who you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I shape my identity around it outwardly facing and there's intention behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that doesn't solely define who I am.
Yes.
So that's the young 20s, like just them thinking about that too is just like it's 100% necessary. It's a part of the game, and knowing that you have to walk that journey to even know what direction to go.
Yeah. Also, I think a lot of times the pivot doesn't have to be visible. Like it doesn't have to be like public facing. Like you don't got to make an announcement about it, right? Sometimes people pivot and you would never have known they pivoted. Right? It's like you're able to do multiple things. Right, you can do that and you could do this. So sometimes you have already pivoted, but your pivot doesn't necessarily mean you have to detach from what you've created, what you've done.
It's just another part of.
You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times I think it is kind of that identity thing. Sometimes people are like, man, do I have to make this a part of my identity? Or is this something I have to announce? Is this something I have to kind of present? Is this going to be a part of kind of like my persona? You know, that whole thing. And I think it's about growth. And I think a lot of times that is, it's not visible. Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of times the things that, the best things about us that have occurred in terms of our journey and evolution, a lot of times those things aren't ever shown.
Yeah.
People will never see those things. So like,
it's the things
those are pivots too. Am I right?
Completely
like
in
it's
the
not
dark.
Just getting a new job or getting a new gig or like moving to a new city. A lot of times it's a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why pivoting is so like challenging. In that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that identity, it's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also too though, like part of the identity of challenging the change is, you know, the brain is always going to be rooted in trying to keep doing the same thing. Right? Always. Like it's like, hey, actually, like chill out. Even your body like will be like, no. Why are we doing this new thing? Right? But your brain might already know, like, yo, it has to happen, you know, like, and I know for me in my journey, one of the things that I oftentimes like reflect on is like, yo, 24-year-old, 25-year-old ish would be fucking. Sorry, I'm gonna fucking cuss on.
Oh, you already did. It's cool.
Sorry. You're good. My bad.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
But like, would be so proud because you took the swing, you made the change towards the thing that you wanted to do, right? Oftentimes, like, I have conversations with, like, my folks, and they are like, man, you seem like you are so in your groove. Like, they see it. You know what I mean? Along the journey, it's it can kind of look a little clunky, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially to the folks that know
too.
It feel clunky.
Yeah.
And the people that are closest to you can feel that.
Yeah.
They can recognize it, even if outside folks are like, but like those that are closest to you, you know, that those are those changes that you talk about that nobody sees.
Nobody
sees. So it's like, you know, in those moments, I'm like, damn, dog, like I'm out here really doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I dreamt about this. I worked for this. I, you know, put out like countless hours towards this thing. And now it's like coming to manifest itself.
Yeah.
You know, and the art of that pivot, right? Just like knowing that, like, all right, I'm doing this like particular thing, whether it's like a job, a skill set, a you know, a relationship, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. You know that, like, at the end of it, you're going to learn something. And I think that's something that, for me, I can 100% speak to, is, like, I always looked at situations as, like, an opportunity to learn, right? Good, bad, whatever.
Yeah. Like, it's a good perspective.
The most wise thing my father ever taught me was, doesn't matter what it is, good, bad, or other, always take the good out of it. Mm. Try to learn the lesson and the wisdom in that, and then move on.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, knowing that along the journey, like, it's not linear, right?
Never.
Like, you got a lot of ups and downs and, like, things that you're managing. And those lessons that you learn inform. Like, I'm so grateful for all of those experiences.
Yeah.
Because at the time, you're like,
no, for
man, come on, right?
Yeah.
But, like, now, being weathered, being around the block, and, like, understanding the impact of, like, oh, I have a track record that I can reflect on in terms of how I responded in these specific moments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now it can inform what the future of that of those moments can look like.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's that self-awareness.
I think you touched on something too that was actually interesting, where, and I think a lot of kind of we've gone through a certain parts of our life that allowed us to reflect and be like, okay, we can, like, speak to, like, when we went through this and how we got over that. But one thing that I feel is a constant is, like, the perception that people face before they make their pivot. So you're talking about, maybe it's your folks, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's people close to you. And a lot of, like, I've had conversations with people all the time, and they get hung up on making certain decisions and pivots and things that they really want to do for themselves because they're hung up on the perception of what it will look like. Right? So, like, you obviously have no problem contributing, especially in a public manner. You as well, right? We as well. Like, can you just talk about that? Like, how you got to a place where you're like, okay, man, cool. You see it? Great. But that's not why I'm doing this. And there's a whole, like, another, there's a whole nother intention behind what, why I'm doing this. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's what people get hung up on a lot of times, is perception.
Yes.
Perception controls their reality. You know what I mean? And it could sound like we could look at it right now from where we're at and be like, oh, why are you tripping on it? You know? But that's coming from people who probably, like, had to, like, put in time to overcome that. So just kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on that.
I feel like it's a part of it is, it's like pivoting with a plan. And what I'll do is I'll kind of talk to my lane or what I do for a living and kind of how I feel like. I just made a pivot, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just recently switched companies.
Okay.
That's a pivot in my life. That's a
Congrats on that, bro.
Thank
Congrats,
you. Yeah. That's a pivot in my professional life. And back to what I was saying, like, you have to be able to pivot with a plan and intention because the reality is perception does matter. And I heard this saying, and I think you might even just hit on it, like, perception is reality for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So truth, what is truth sometimes, right? Like, that can get really deep. Like, it's really about perception.
Yeah.
Because one person can see the same thing, and or 10 people can see the same exact thing and describe it 10 different
ways. They all see 10 different things.
10 different angles, 10 different ways. So that's why it gets really convoluted with that. And when you're putting yourself out there in the public eye, it's important to understand how you're being perceived and how you would like to be perceived.
Yeah.
Like, what's your goal with how you're being, how you're putting yourself out there?
Yep.
And that's when, but the plan is what gives you the conviction to move in a way where it's like, at the end of the day, like, I know my perception is going to be locked in because I'm speaking to it confidently.
Yeah.
They're going to believe what I believe. So if I truly believe that this direction I'm going, that I'm choosing to go based off of this pivot, is going to be better for me and ultimately better for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're going to believe me and you're going to tap in with me and you're going to be like, okay, that's his reality and I can get behind that.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, pivoting with a plan, I feel like is super important. Like, me switching companies was very intentional. I had to put myself in position to be able to serve my business partners better, be able to serve my clients at a higher level, and then ultimately serve myself.
Yeah.
My personal needs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that every plan.
And it all was about what you needed for your real life and what was going on in your immediate.
Yes.
That, I guess that's kind of what I meant is, like, people sometimes need to understand, like, what do you need to do for you? Right? Perception is great. But what does your reality look like? And how is the decisions you're making going to help change your reality, because at the end of the day, you live in your reality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, and I think obviously we live in a hyper virtual digital world now where like,
we're hyper.
It's like two realities. There's a virtual reality and there's like the real thing.
Yeah.
You know? And I think a lot of us, I don't care who you are, we're all guilty of it, but we do live on the internet.
Yeah,
for sure.
We can't sit here and say we don't anymore. So I think the hardest part for some people is like you have to like differentiate the two though. Mm. Right? Like a lot of that is not real. So understand like the decisions you have to make for you just listed all the reasons why you made that decision and that made that pivot. Mm-hmm. And all those things had nothing to do with anything that was probably digital or virtual. It was like, this is my day-to-day life.
Right.
I'm making these decisions for my day-to-day life and how I'm going to move and how I'm going to live and how I'm going to ultimately grow. So,
but what it does though is it informs what people's perception is going to be.
Yeah,
you
true.
Make that happen.
True,
right?
True.
So it's like you're living on the internet to kind of just like go down that rabbit hole a little bit. Like you're doing the things that you say, like, yo, I'm making this adjustment for my job or for my life. Right.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, and all the reasons why. Right.
Yep.
You make a set of photos, a video, you know what I mean? Short form content on the internet, highlighting those things. People are going to like pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And that's going to inform their decision on how they interact with you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. True. True. Yep.
But we not doing that for that.
No, 100%. 100%. 100%.
Like, it's like after effect.
It's the after effect
of my reality.
Yeah.
I'm living this.
Yeah.
Here's the after effect of my life.
If you want to experience it, tune in, but like, I'm doing it for that.
Right? Yeah.
And so for me, I think it's like you touched on something that was for real. Like, dog, intention.
Yeah, there you go.
Intention.
That's it.
Like, if you look at like the laundry list of like experiences that you've had that got you to this specific specific place, it was all an intention to like work the plan, right? Make the plan work the plan, right?
Nice.
Let that happen. And I can tell you for me, it was not like so linear where it was like, yo, I'm going to make a plan and then I'm going to work the plan. It like came over time. But, like, I knew what the North Star was.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The direction to that thing, yo, I'm stumbling along trying to figure it out.
And rivers and
you know what I'm saying? Yes. Really trying to figure it out because I knew that, like, as long as I could continue to, like, show up and keep asking good questions, like, make sure that, like, I reached out. One thing that I don't have is I don't have pride to ask anybody to be like, hey, can you please help me understand how this thing works?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people can feel that energy. And it's reciprocated.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a one-way, hey, man, I'm hitting you up, hitting you up, hitting you up. Yo, please let me know. How can I help you?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I may not know much, but I might know something.
Yeah.
You know, and offering that, I think that level of just, like, continuous synergy.
Yeah.
That's what the pivot for me has been. You know what I mean? All built on relationships, really, like, even with y'all, like, the up and up, right? Known these guys for over a decade, and they, like, for real, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, yo, we have connections that we haven't even had a chance to already chat about, right? But it's, like, the way, the beautiful thing about that journey is that, like, the crossovers then start to happen, right? And if you're consistent in your intention and consistent in, like, the manner in which you approach it, like, folks know the things that I want to do is very clearly understood as a creative, as an artist. Like, I talk about it all the time, and I encourage my friends and the people that I come around to also talk about their dreams. Like, yo, you got something. You're not just going to do a 9-to-5 the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, and I pray that you don't.
Yeah.
The artist in me wants you to be able to explore that freedom.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, let's talk about it. Even if it's just like, hey, I don't do it immediately. You have something that you want to do, though.
There's
you know what I mean?
It's crazy you say that because as you guys were talking, I started also thinking about the word humility.
Yeah.
And I think that is like where the greatest pivots happen. When you're able to just be like, have humility because it requires that.
It does.
Because when you're pivoting, as much as you 100%. As much as you think you're gonna bring the confidence level and all the skills,
you're still a student.
You are starting at ground zero again.
Exactly.
People don't ever talk about that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Even within like your own thing that you built, when you try something new, you're starting at ground zero, right? Nice. So I think there is a humility, and there's like you have to kind of humble yourself, right? To be like, okay, starting over again, but I'm not really. Still me. I've developed so much up to this point, but now I'm starting at ground zero, and I got to be okay with that. That's where your take on asking questions, being okay with putting the pride to the side and saying, "Yo, let me not come in here acting like I know everything."
Forever a student.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what I mean, forever a student.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's just something that just popped in my head.
Yeah. I keep thinking about
humility.
That. And I hear you. And that all comes together. And I keep thinking about that concept of like the North Star.
Yeah.
Because the North Star is like, I heard this saying a while back and it stuck with me for years. And it was, it's not about what you do, but it's about how you do it.
Mm.
And for me, that took a long time to like really settle in. Because I used to swear it was about what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? I got to be passionate about it. You know what I'm saying? I got to love this.
Yeah.
If I don't love this, what the fuck? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Why am I showing up? If I'm not passionate about it, why am I showing up? I just remember talking to my grandma like, "Grandma, man, I'm not that happy. Man, like this is kind of, this ain't really doing nothing for me. This ain't fulfilling no side of me." And she was like, "Well, son, you know, sometimes it's not all about just being happy. You know, it's like just being happy." But that really had to settle in. Like it's a maturity where you start to understand what like the different elements and how you balance life. And again, like I want this to sink in with anybody who's never heard that saying. It's not about what you do. It's about how you do it. Because the way that you do things will ultimately get you further in that journey. Even if you don't have the answers, it like when you do things a certain way, that's how you get deeper into those connections that you're describing of like parallels when you meet people. If we met and I wasn't solid, or I said, "You know what, Ish, man, I got this product for you. I'm selling XYZ and my product's trash."
That might be my
only, chance. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so again, it's not about what you do. It's about how you do it and how you put yourself out there ultimately is going to help you walk down and navigate that path. If you're not trying things, if you're not even having that humility, if you're not asking for help along the journey, if you're not doing any of those things, honestly, I think your North Star will start to dim. Now it's not even direction out, you're directionless.
Sounds like you want to be comfortable, but you want to grow.
Right.
That don't make sense. You know, it don't work that way.
They cannot, like, they're oil
it
and water.
It does not work.
They don't mix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I also wanted to bring to the table just on the topic of pivoting, how when you do pivot professionally, it could also create shifts personally, right?
Also very true.
About that, yes.
And I'm also like, I just kind of wanted to bring that up because I do feel like, even for myself, it's like when I'm trying to take on maybe a new project or I'm trying to do more, right, professionally, that will affect my personal life. Right, in a way where you're like, "Oh, I have to alter things now. I don't have as much time anymore because now I'm taking on this thing. This thing is good for me, but then it affects the personal side." So, like, how have you guys navigated that in terms of like, okay, I'm about to take this new opportunity, but it's also this pivot is going to alter my personal life in a way.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with that or dealing with that? I don't know.
A couple of different ways. One, I think it's like the North Star. You know why you're doing it. So for me, I very rarely have a day off, right? Being a full-time DJ and having a full-time job as a creative producer and project manager. It's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I have to prioritize everything just to make sure that like I don't slip through the cracks with things that I need to get done, right? And for me, it goes God, family, then business. So, like, the way I look at my family and the things that I prioritize with that inform the way that I do my business because I need to be able to spend time. So I have to be, like, super, super efficient, super, super effective in the things that I get done. Otherwise, I'm missing out on like moments. Like I was telling y'all just before I got here, what I was doing with my family, right?
Yeah.
You don't see me DJing. You don't see me with the homies.
Yeah.
I'm over there. You know what I mean?
100%.
And that's where you, like, it's just an understood thing amongst my close friends.
Yeah.
Right? So the pivot with relationships, it really, for me, just became an understanding of, like, hey, this is part of, like, the growth. I asked for this. And you have to make your bed, right? So, like, if you make your bed, you got to lay in it.
Yep.
And understand that, like, it's not anything that you're doing intentionally to be like, hey, I don't have the time for you. Because if you know my heart,
yeah,
you know, I'm always, like, I'm always a phone call away, a text message away. I just don't have the time.
Mm.
Because my priorities specific to the mission of what I'm trying to do,
yeah,
right? Mm. So it's like, I'll catch you.
Yeah.
Let's set up some time.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't work for you, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just understand, when we catch up,
Yeah.
It's just like we picked right up. We're picking right back up. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And I'm blessed to have, at this stage in my life, friends that I know that I can rely on. I don't have to talk to you for a couple of weeks, but I know that when I pick up the phone, you're going to answer. You're going to be like, dog, what's good?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we're going to go right into it, you know? And that's been a blessing.
Yeah.
But, like, I also know I've lost relationships too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a part that I think folks don't oftentimes take the time to, like, really absorb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take the time to sit with.
Yeah.
But you understand that it's, like, all part of the
journey. Part of the journey.
Part of the journey.
Yeah. I think you have to. It's like, we can't be naive in thinking, like, you know what comes with. It's like, you're a fan of Kobe Bryant. I'm a fan of Kobe Bryant. You're a fan of Kobe Bryant. You're a fan of Michael Jordan. I'm a fan of Michael LeBron. You could just name these. You see how they work. And on Front Street, you see, like, they're literally telling you, this is what comes with trying to be great or trying to work to get to another level. And it's like, it's not to say you're doing the same thing as them, but it's kind of a universal experience, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So I think sometimes we have to, like, kind of just understand, like, okay, you know, this is what comes with it.
Yeah.
So, like, before it happens and you're kind of like, wait, how do I navigate? How do I deal? You should just know. If you're going to go and try to make a decision to, like, take on more, you should know that you're going to have to take less.
Sacrifice here.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think that's what you're saying. It's like, saying it's part of the journey is part of that. It's like, just embrace it. Accept it. Because that's also just as important as doing the thing.
The acceptance piece, I think, is where the crux of it all lives. Because if you have an inability to accept that that's your new reality, you risk sacrificing something else that might be vitally important to, like, the future journey.
Yeah.
Whether that's, like, for me, if I don't come prepared and I mess up a gig, what then happens a year from now when a big opportunity comes and it's at the same venue?
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you have to be willing to, like, let go to make space for, like, the new realities, the new blessings, the new things that,
because they're waiting for you.
They're waiting.
It's all waiting for you.
You just have to be okay with understanding that, like, along that priority, like, that priority line, excuse me, you know what's what.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
That's part of like, just becoming a vet in the game is, like, you know, oh, okay, like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Young me.
Yeah. There we go.
You know what I'm saying? Young me would have been like, but,
yeah,
you know, at this stage, you just are a little bit more calm and, like, just cool with how you know that you're going to, like, move towards your North Star.
Focus.
Bro, I agree, I agree with that so much. I agree with that so much. And I'm a big believer in balance. And balance can look different at different times, too. Just being able to know, like, what those core values are, what are those core things that are going to keep you sane and also put you in position to perform.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a balance, right? Because there's the point where you got to put a little bit more, you got to actually pour into yourself personally in order to invest anything professionally.
Mm.
And then there's times where you have to double down professionally to do something for your soul, which is personal, right?
He's cooking.
It's a constant back and forth act of like, that's why I call like it balance beam dreams. You know what I'm saying? Like, balance beam
dreams. Like, let me find out you're a rapper, bro.
Right? Like the balance beam dreams. That sounds like a fire like rap song. Like.
So we forgot to mention in his intro, he also is a rapper.
I'm dropping my mixtape.
Yeah, there we go.
That was my introduction. But balance beam dreams.
First of all, everybody thinks that they're a rapper. I don't care who you are. Like, so it's okay, guys.
But that's it for me, man.
That's good, bro.
You gotta have balance.
That's good, man. Well, man, bro, this has been dope. Again, I'm just grateful that you guys are here. We're able to create this. I was telling you before we started, I was like, man, I just like trying things for the first time. And this thing, this media broadcasting, podcasting, talking on a mic thing, this isn't new, right? Yeah. For any of us, really. But the intention is something new that we're trying to bring to the audience, to the community at large. So we're super excited for those of you who've joined us thus far. Plenty more to come in the future. But I want to make sure we end every single one of these episodes with each of us giving our own well-being tip of the day for the audience to leave with. So I'm going to let one of you guys start.
Derek, go ahead.
What's your well-being tip for the people?
Honestly, I'll keep you can it leave brief, them with. Man, this is something that has helped me navigate life and something that I would recommend to anybody and everybody. And that is simply to take the time to reflect. Spend time with yourself. And one quick example I got of that on the way here, I was like, man, I feel like talking to somebody. Like, I was about to call. I was like, who should I call? I literally was thinking in my head, but I was like, I don't really feel like talking to I actually don't feel like talking to nobody. I'm going to talk to God. Like, I'm going to talk to myself. And I would recommend that for everybody, is lean into reflection. That's my well-being tip. Get yourself a journal if you don't got one, and take some time to write down your thoughts every single day, day in and day out, and that's a life-changing behavior. So that's my well-being. That's the well-being
tip.
I love that.
That's a great one.
That's good, bro.
Yeah. It's like a 1A, 1B.
Okay.
Go for a walk. Go for a walk.
Those two, like,
like, go for a walk. Like, it's so simple. And I know for a lot of folks, you know, it's like, yo, when do I have time to, like, just leisurely go for a walk, right? I have made the time. Sometimes it'll be like 11:30 at night and I'm like, oh, I didn't go for my walk yet. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing a hoodie on. If it's raining, got a rain jacket on, throw the headphones on, reflective gear, gone. And it's been beautiful. Like, I have some of the most, like, wild ideas that come to me in those moments. Like, reflections that come to me in those moments. Like, prayers that, like, I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like I'm in tune with myself. Yeah, man, go for a walk.
Go for a walk.
Go for a walk. It helps. I think it really does. Yeah.
I like that. 100%. Those are good. My well-being tip for those listening and watching would be get more rest. Just get more rest. Go to sleep earlier. Take a nap. I just think we kind of like overlook that. I know myself personally. I know, like, there was a point when I had a terrible sleeping schedule, terrible, but I didn't understand how it was affecting me because I just thought it was my norm until I actually adjusted it and started getting better sleep, and it just shifted things for me. So, yeah, that's mine. Get more rest and drink more water.
Bro, you read my mind. I literally was about to be like, we just need to
drink more water before you go to bed. Yeah,
do those four things. Right,
I don't want to cheat. I didn't want to cheat. You can only have one well-being tip. But yeah, man, again, thank you guys for being here and joining us. Thank you to the audience for tuning in, you know, building with us. We're super excited to keep this going. Look forward to the next one. Till then, I'm Rebel. I'm Rubino.
GB,
the issue.
And you guys be well. Peace.
Peace.